We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Aledio.com Sports Station. And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. He's Chuck Freeman filling in for Bart Winkler. I am Ryan Horvath. Bart will be back with us next week. He's at home enjoying fatherhood. 414-799-1250. Talking a lot of Brewers baseball. They lose for the second straight night in St. Louis. They're four games back in the division, and they've all of a sudden lost six of their last eight games. Going to take a break. Talk a little bit of happier topic right here. Brian Gutekunst. I'm already a huge fan. Green Bay Packers, preseason game number 3 coming up tomorrow night in Canada, taking on the Oakland Raiders. I'm excited because I was watching Hard Knocks last night, and it occurred to me, hey, I'll get to see the Packers on this show next Tuesday night, so that'll be kind of cool. But going back to Gutekunst, I want to know, 414-799-1250, we want to know, how long do you give Brian Gutekunst to build a winner? Because, Freems, I feel like this is a huge year for Goo. Because you look at what he's done. I brought up yesterday, I like that he's always available to the media. Anytime he makes a big decision, an unpopular decision, like cutting Jordy Nelson or not bringing back Clay Matthews and Nick Perry, although we think that's a great decision. I don't know. Some of us thought they were going to be Packer lifers, so kind of tough to say goodbye to guys that have been a huge part of that locker room. Also, he cut ties with all Ted's disappointing draft picks. Anybody that didn't perform that Ted Thompson drafted or signed as a free agent, he chopped the head off. He trimmed a lot of financial fat, made some good but tough decisions, said goodbye to guys like Randall Cobb, Clay Matthews, Jordy Nelson, and now he's drafted his own guys. He spent two more picks in the first round this year on defensive players, Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage, and he did something Ted never did, and that's he spent a whole bunch of money in free agency, which is always a huge gamble, especially in the NFL. You don't know if Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith are going to work out, but we complain every single offseason that Ted Thompson was cheap. He didn't want to go out. He didn't want to spend money on free agents. We're always like, oh, he brought in Reggie White. Yeah, that was 90 years ago. So I feel like he's going all in. Well, not Ted Thompson. I'm just saying the Packers. Yeah. I'm saying the Packers in general.
Yeah.
Anytime we talk free agency, how many phone calls have we taken on this show, on the Bill Michaels show, on the Wendy's Big Show, where guys say, what happened the last time the Packers dipped in free agency? They got Reggie White. Yeah, but that was forever ago. Last big free agent move I would say they made, Charles Woodson was a big one. He ended up working out. Julius Peppers worked out. You didn't get a Super Bowl with him, but he was solid, other than telling Morgan Burnett to go down in the NFC Championship game and costing the Packers a Super Bowl berth. But I already like what Gutekunst has done. He's taking gambles. He went out, he spent money in free agency. This team needed an attitude adjustment. They needed guys that could actually get to the quarterback. He had to fix that secondary. He's used a lot of draft picks to try to fix that secondary. So I feel like he's going all in to win this year. I'm sick of hearing this is a 2 to 3 year project. That's not how the NFL works, especially for a GM and for a first-year head coach. Now, I think Matt LaFleur will have 2 to 3 years to get things right. I think if he goes 8-8 this year, 7-9, he's back, even if he goes 6-10. But if it's a complete disaster and the Packers go 2-14 or 3-13, I could see both of them getting fired next year. Because
Gutekunst?
Both of them.
No.
Aaron Rodgers is 35 years old. Your window to win with him is 2 to 3 years.
No, the general manager is going to take some time here.
Disagree.
What general manager gets fired after 2 years? You got to give a guy, you have to. There's too much talent for them to go 2-14. He'd have to have a lot of injuries.
I predicted 12-4. I'm saying, though, if you go 2-14, Za'Darius Smith's a total bust. Preston Smith's a total bust. Rashawn Gary just looks awful. You know, Savage doesn't end up working out. You're right. He's not going to get fired this year.
Yeah, Ted Thompson went 4-12 his first year as the GM.
But he also didn't make a huge splash in free agency. and miss on two first-round picks. I think things are going to work out for Gutekunst. I'm talking about how much I like the guy. Yeah. I think they're going to go 12-4.
You got to give him.
I don't think this
three. Four, I mean, you got to give him four years minimal, 5 years
to make the playoffs.
So, No. I mean, as a general manager, he's. Yeah, I mean, you got the. There's so much you got to unpack on that. I mean, if he doesn't make the playoffs this year, he's coming back next year. I mean, he'd have to have discord with his coaches. He's not get along with Murphy. Bad drafts. Rashawn Gary completely be a bust. The draft. I mean, so far the early returns on Gutekunst, he's doing a nice job. He is. He's he has a head start. He's got a Hall of Fame quarterback. Now he's got to put pieces around him. So I think I don't see him.
You're giving him 3 to 4 years to make the playoffs. How many years are you giving him to make the playoffs?
No. You said how long are you giving him to on the job, right?
Yeah, to get to the playoffs, to return to the playoffs, to get this team in double-digit wins again. I don't think you could go 6-10 two straight years continue to have a job.
No. But, if this team didn't make – I don't see how they don't make the playoffs in the next couple of years because they have some talent. And they have – as long as Rodgers stays healthy, they'll be a playoff contender in the next couple of years. Now, do I think they're going to win the division this year? No. But I could see them slipping in as a wild card. Now, you could go 9-7 and 10-6, and if you don't get to the postseason, that's still a winning season.
Yeah. Right? I'm saying if it's a complete disaster.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if it's a complete disaster, what's going to have to happen?
414-799-1250. Let's go out to Franklin. We'll talk with John. John, how long are you giving Brian Gutekunst and this whole new regime to turn this thing around and build a winner?
Well, you got to give the guy some time because I think what we're finally, at least as a Packer fan, I think I'm starting to really get a good grasp of how bad our team has gotten. And, I remember distinctly another player, it was 2 or 3 years ago, another player called out the Packers. I forget who it was. It was a star that came in and did some playoff coverage or something. He basically said that the Packers had Rodgers and nothing else, and we were all offended and we didn't believe it. But I think there was a lot of truth to it. And I think that, and I can't believe that the Packer management was asleep at the switch and let Thompson zombie through the last several drafts. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give him some time. I'm cautiously optimistic. I will stand now and say I'm extremely skeptical on our first round number 11 pick, Rashawn Gary. But I hope, trust me, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the guy's an all pro. But I just think, I got questions about that, but there'll be another day for that. But I give the guy at least 3 years as long as we see improvement. As long as we see draft picks starting to develop, it's going to take some time to turn this thing around. We're asking a lot to think this thing is going to turn around in a year as much as we'd all love to see it happen. But I think we're going to have to be patient and we're going to have to take small victories and look for improvements. And I think it's going to be a couple years before we're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, you put it right.
Thanks for the call, John.
Zombie at the wheel. Ted was asleep at the wheel.
I know. I almost feel bad saying that just because of what Ted's going through.
Yeah, I will say, Ted
shouldn't have been in charge.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's probably a bad term for that. They should have taken, he was asleep at the wheel. He shouldn't have been the general manager.
He wasn't in the right state of mind to be making draft selections. He wasn't doing a whole lot in free agency.
No, but what we're knowing now is that Ted should not have been running the Packers.
No. It should have been
for the last couple of years. And this is Mark Murphy's fault. That is on Murphy that they didn't take him out of that position. Now, we don't know everything there is to know about Ted these days.
Right.
But, from all accounts, that Ted probably shouldn't have been making the decisions that he was doing on the team. And Murphy had to step in. But this was Murphy just running the business end of the Packers.
Somebody should have stepped in as soon as he gave Nick Perry that contract.
Ted was running the team, and he let Ted have full control over the team like every general manager has that has ever come through Green Bay since Ron Wolf. And that was it turns out that Murphy was so hands-off that Ted, he had no idea what Ted was doing, and Ted was not doing his job because of failing health. That's a horrible, he was, was going through that, but the Packers should have also taken him out of that job.
Absolutely. 414-799-1250. How long are you giving the Packers' new regime to build a winner? You could also tweet at us at 105.7 FM, the fan, like Trey did. He said, this year, if this isn't the year with all the moves he has done, then I say we get rid of Brian. I love what the Packers have right now. There's way too much talent to have. If we don't take the North this year, I say get rid of Brian.
Ooh.
If we don't take the North this season, which I disagree with. That's not what I'm saying.
Brian Gutekunst. Let's give him some time.
But I feel like it's a 2 to 3 year project with all the money you spent and all the draft selections.
Are you going to be trying
to win with a new quarterback? Because Aaron Rodgers, I know that everybody wants to play till they're 45. Everybody wants to be Tom Brady. But, I mean, do you really see Rodgers playing at 42 years old? So this isn't like an 8 year project like some people are suggesting.
I think with Rodgers, it's year to year at this point. I mean, anything over 35 in pro sports is bonus, I think, in these days, is a bonus, man, especially in football.
Well, yeah. A great example is Peyton Manning. Like, he was playing lights out his first year in Denver. He won a Super Bowl in Denver, but that year, he wasn't Peyton Manning. They won because they had the number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
But you saw how quick guys could just fall off.
Sure. That's why. I mean, we don't know how long Aaron is going to be productive. And that plays a big part in Gutekunst right here. I mean, he needs Aaron to be not have too much slippage in his game. But, I mean, yeah, Gutekunst, I'm giving him some time here. And see, so, you know, some of these draft picks through, and yeah, he's got a cushion to work with. He's not an idiot. He's a smart guy. He's so far the early. I mean, people are questioning Rashawn Gary, but you know, Gary hasn't made a play yet.
Yeah, he's made two preseason games.
Has not made one play in the two preseason games, but still, that's a tough position for him to learn. And he's not been practicing well, but. Don't be coming after Rashawn Gary and Brian Gutekunst just yet.
414-799-1250. We're taking your calls. We'll also hear from Brian Gutekunst next. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Now a Chili's Green and Gold update. Presented by Chili's 3 for $10 deal and the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers had their final practice in pads closed to the public as they prepared to face the Raiders. They now head to Winnipeg. On Monday, Aaron Rodgers was asked which of the receivers was a standout so far in training camp.
Specifically, Alan Lazard. I think he's had a really nice camp. He's made a bunch of plays. You know, he's always showing up on special teams. He does things the right way in practice. And I think he's put himself in a position to legitimately be playing for all 32 teams. And we say that from time to time, the cliche almost, that, you know, you're always playing for the entire NFL. And Alan is definitely good enough to be an NFL player, and I think he's had a fantastic training camp.
Alan Lazard says he's bounced around the league after a stint with the Jaguars, then picked up by Green Bay last December. I asked him what it's like getting high praise from Aaron Rodgers.
Obviously, that's pretty cool. Like, my sixth grade inner self's like screaming, but like, but now I'm like, you know, it's kind of just like resonated and whatnot, and realize like where I'm at and what I'm doing. So. Obviously, working with him is something very blessed and grateful to be with. So
the battle at backup quarterback continues. Tim Boyle has connected with Lazard and Darius Shepherd for a touchdown, but Boyle got off to a poor start against the Ravens. At one point, he was 1 for 8.
This last Ravens game, definitely missed some passes that I wasn't happy about, but the drive was nice, kind of just getting one to Allen twice and then the touchdown. That's like the payoff, you know what I mean? It's not all perfect. It's a tough game, especially in the NFL, but whenever you get the run game going, opens up the pass game, it's the quarterback job to make sure the balls are going to the right guys. And a few times, you know, I grounded the ball, which was, you know, just bad balls, but for the most part, I was pleased with the game.
So will Aaron Rodgers play against the Raiders? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That is to be determined. It's just, I want to wait and see. You know, I'm not going to say one way or the other right now. So we'll play it. That'll be a game time decision.
More at 1057FMTheFan.com.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryan and Stratton College Athletic Studios. He's Chuck Freeman. Filling in for Bart Winkler, I'm Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. How long are you giving the Packers to turn this thing around, at least get back to the playoffs? You don't got to win a Super Bowl. You don't got to go to the NFC Championship, although I'm predicting that for this season. In fact, Freems, I threw down a little bit of scratch yesterday on a future. Just a quick $20 that would win me $450 on the Packers winning the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Wow. That's the return on that? That's a high return.
Yeah, that's the win to the Super Bowl. You could... on the guy I know that does the betting, I shouldn't say me, the guy I know, of course, the site that he has, you could pick, obviously, a lot of futures. NFC North, NFC Championship, just to make the playoffs, to miss the playoffs. I took a future on the Bears to miss the playoffs. I threw in a little bit of money for the Lions to make the playoffs. A lot of people think I'm crazy. I think the Lions, they might be all right this year. And then I can't throw any futures in on the Vikings.
What's the future on the Packers missing the playoffs?
On missing the playoffs?
Yeah, I think the playoffs.
I want to say it was like, I'll have to take a look. Maybe like plus 175 or something.
+175
To miss the playoffs.
To miss the playoffs. Man, I would throw some scratch down on that.
Well, I mean, their win total's at 9.5 right now, so people are predicting the Packers to be pretty solid this year. That's why I don't think this is a 3 to 4 year rebuild. I think this is a 1 year deal, but let's go out to Jason, who's driving downtown right now, 414-799-1250. I think he's going to give Goode a little bit of time. Jason, what's up, bud?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, I'm looking at 4 or 5 years. I'm with Chuck on this one. We always talk about how an NFL draft class can't determine what they're going to be for 3 or 4 years. So with Gutekunst has only had 2 so far, you have at least 2 or 3 more years on those guys. You got to give him a chance to get his free agents in here and get in acclimated to the system. LaFleur needs at least 1 or 2 to figure it out. And then, 4 years from now, you look at where everything stands and then you make a decision from there. But even if the only extreme thing I can think is if they miss the playoffs in the next 3 or 4 years straight, LaFleur is gone. But I think Gutekunst gets one more shot at another head coach and a couple more drafts.
Oh, yeah. General manager. Usually a general manager has unless it totally goes in reverse. He gets 4 years usually. 4 years. You can't turn it around in 4 years if things are going in a bad direction. But, if you're winning games, even though you're missing the playoffs, I mean, that's not his. I mean, if you're still going 10-6, if you go 10-6 and miss the playoffs and things are going in the right direction, you're
that's
not
going
to get
fired. That's just a tough division, a tough NFC North that year. I'm with you there. But if you're going 4-12, 5-11, and if LaFleur ends up being a disaster, I don't know that Gutekunst gets to pick another head coach. Let's say Adam Gase, who I love. I know he's a nutbag, but let's say Adam Gase goes like 11-5 in his first season, and you could have had him, and you went with a unknown and Matt LaFleur, who had an offense in Tennessee that was ranked in the bottom half. I don't know if you get another shot at a head coach. I think if LaFleur succeeds, you're a genius. But if he's awful and LaFleur goes 4-12 and 5-11 in his first 2 years, I don't know that you get another shot at picking a head coach. I like what Jason said right there about rookies. And how you usually, the thing is, you usually give them, 2 to 3 years. Year 3 is usually when you want to see that big jump after a draft class. And Brian Gutekunst actually spoke to the media on Monday and was asked about rookies. He said they could be unknown, but they're pretty convinced with these guys, including Rashawn Gary.
He's been working his tail off. So, yeah, we're pretty excited to kind of see his development. I think it's nice to have some guys done it for 4 years in the National Football League to learn from. And that group is just pretty solidified right now.
You worried about Rashawn Gary at all? I mean, not that you should, but I mean, I feel like so many people are like, with Packer fans at least. I feel like Packer fans are just waiting for this guy to fail because they say, I told you so. That was a bad thing, a bad draft pick for Gutekunst. I mean, all indications are the guy was the number one high school player coming out of high school in the country. He was, he had a good career, solid career at Michigan. I think he's going to be the real deal, man. I think he's going to be good. I mean, is he going to be Brian Urlacher? Well, that's going a little too far. That's the other extreme, but I think he's going to be a solid player for them.
I think what Packers fans do is you get it set in your mind who you want in the draft every year. So every time that Kevin King's name gets brought up, we always have to talk about TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. And I feel like anytime you talk Rashawn Gary, everybody really wanted Brian Burns, if you remember. And then in his rookie debut, granted it's a preseason game, he has 2 sacks. So I feel like you just get it in your head, like, I want this guy, I want this guy. And then when you don't, and you get a guy like Rashawn Gary, who wasn't even on your draft board, there's always going to be disappointment. What scares me a little bit about Gary is you just said it right there, Frames. He was the number one high school product. And then at Michigan, I watched him and he would just disappear. He did see a lot of double teams. I feel like he's just one of those guys where I don't call anybody lazy because he works his ass off. He's a hardworking guy. He's in the weight room. Like I said, he was taking on double teams. He did a lot of things at Michigan. Harbaugh asked him to do a lot a lot of things that he wasn't really comfortable doing. He had to play out of position a lot. And so what scares me a little bit, though, is he has all the physical gifts. I just think that there's something missing. I noticed that at Michigan. I don't know that he takes plays off. I don't want to say that. I don't ever like to question a guy's heart, a guy's soul, a guy's effort. But I don't know. There's just something that didn't seem right. Here's Brian Gutekunst on where they are right now with Rashawn Gary after two preseason games where he hasn't really done a whole lot in the stat sheet.
I think we're very fortunate to have Z and Preston there for him to learn from, along with Kyler, quite frankly. I think if you look at the most of the trajectory of pass rushers in this league, it takes a couple of years to really kind of understand how blockers are blocking them and stuff. But everything we thought about Sean before we got him has been evident out there. You know, his speed, his power, his ability to set the edge, and we're excited kind of his progression.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't made a play, and I think Packer fans get a little nervous about that. He hasn't made a tackle, he hasn't made a sack. He's probably gotten gotten away of a few guys out there, but still, he's. I mean, it's only through two games, and I don't need to see that. You know, it's good. That's a position, unlike the defensive line, the linebacker position, and the secondary. When you're playing one of those secondary positions, it takes a little bit to learn.
Yeah, what I like about Rashawn Gary is he's going to have 2 to 3 years actually to develop, whereas in the last 5 years, especially with Ted in charge, the Packers would draft these guys and expect them to be Pro Bowlers year one. Like even Jair Alexander last year was relied on to be your starting number one corner because Kevin King can't stay healthy. Quentin Rollins, who was a basketball player that you're trying to play at safety, then to try to play at corner. Like, we relied way too much, not we, the Packers relied way too much on young players when you got to give these guys 2 to 3 years to develop, really. And Brian Gutekunst also talked about what they're looking for in these young guys here when you're playing with veterans like Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. What are they relying or what are they expecting from these young guys this year in 2019?
When they get into the lights in the games and how they respond, and then specifically what kind of competition they're playing against within those games, and then can they do it consistently? It's one thing to go out there and have one performance, but can they do it, you know, through all four preseason games, through the practices with Houston, family night, you know, things like that. So can they handle the moment and can they perform consistently at that level?
I mean, consistency is important, and going out there and able to produce is important. I mean, The competition at camp for the last 20 jobs on this roster is pretty hectic right now.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you look at several positions are being contested. They're talking about Lane Taylor possibly being trade bait if they're going to go with Jenkins at left guard. You know, the kicker spot is being hotly contested. Although I think Mason Crosby is going to probably hold on to that job, and he's going to win it. But you know, there's several positions out there right now where there's guys whose jobs are on the line.
Yeah, and that's the toughest part about being a Brian Gutekunst, about being a Matt LaFleur, especially year one as a head coach, is that time of the year when you have to make those cuts. And Gutekunst talked a little bit about that on Monday.
There's a short-term and a long-term kind of thought process through it, you know, so that sometimes can pull at each other. But at the same time, you got to earn your right to be in that locker room. And if you haven't done that, it's hard to keep you around.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think the roster, I don't know. There's going to be some surprises a week from Saturday.
Some surprise cuts?
Oh, of course, there always is.
Give me one name that you would be very surprised, but you also think that there's a shot of it. Like, I kept saying Mason Crosby. I just don't see it happening, because if you cut Mason Crosby, the Bears are picking him up, and mm-hmm. then he's hitting a game winner against you week one on that Thursday night. I just see it happening.
No, he's had a pretty good camp. He has had a pretty good camp.
He has, now that he's healthy.
He's the Packers' all-time leading scorer. It's going to need a special effort to knock him off his seat. You got to. He's still good. I want him back this year, and I think he will. I think the guy who they might, because they drafted Jenkins with the purpose of getting him out there and playing. I think Lane Taylor is the guy they could either cut or try to find a trade partner for that, but. Again, so it's hard to trade at this time of the season, because if you're trying to trade a guy, that means you're trying to cut a guy and looking for something that you might be getting a return for him, because you're going to cut him anyway.
Yeah, I'm all about keeping all the offensive linemen, even if they're not performing, because we know by week five we'll have guards playing tackle and tackles playing guards, and there'll be four injuries on that offensive line. The offensive line, that's what scares me a little bit, just staying healthy, because every year you got guys playing out of position. Also, the defensive back position, because same story. You got safeties playing corner. You got guys banged up all the time. I like Kevin King, but he's got one career interception, and he can't stay on the field, and he's injured right now. We're in training camp. Camp just wrapping up, and he's already injured. Brian Gutekunst asked if he's worried about Kevin King and his injury status already as we head into preseason game number 3 only.
You're concerned, right? Because he's not out there right now. And, you know, we get anxious at times because we want our good players to be out there. So, yeah, I mean, we'd like Kevin to be out there. We're also, I think our training staff does an exceptional job of making sure that the markers he needs to hit before we put him out there, he's hit, so we don't put him at any more risk. And I think he's getting close. But he's obviously a very talented player who can help us. So we'd like to get him out there as soon as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. You always say, you know, you can't make the club from being in the tub. So, you know, accountability and availability, two important things. That's a lot of cliches out there, but that's important for making an NFL roster. Accountability and availability. Remember that, Horvy, in life.
414-799-1250.
That goes for everything.
I'll write that down.
Accountability and availability.
How long do you give the Packers to turn this thing around? Mainly Brian Gutekunst. And build a winner. 414-799-1250. When Chuck and Winkler returns, it's 105.7 FM The Fan.
As we get down to this final cut with all the things that factor in, injuries and other things, we'll make the best decision for the team. But I've been really impressed with our coaching staff as a whole and their ability to adjust to the personnel that we have. And I think that's a huge advantage for us just because, you know, you always like to keep the best 53 that you have and not feel like you're locked into something just because of a number.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. This segment brought to you by Amazon. Discover your next opportunity at Amazon. Start earning at least $15 an hour and up to $16.15 an hour as a warehouse team member in Kenosha. Apply online today at Amazon.com/Kenosha Jobs. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Ryan Horvath filling in for Bart Winkler, who will rejoin the team next Monday. We're asking you, 414-799-1250, how long do you give the Packers' new regime to build a winner? We go back out to the phone lines, go over to Hal's Corners. How long are you giving the Packers here?
Good morning, gentlemen. You got to give Gutekunst at least 3 to 4 years, but I have a question for you. Do you wish the Packers would have kept Tyson Hill, and I'll listen off the air?
Yeah, they could have found a few different ways. I you know, again, to use a guy like that, He's a multi-use player on the field. The Saints, is he a starting quarterback in the NFL? No, but he's a smart guy, and he's an athlete. And I always think that, you know, athletes, you find a way to get him on the field. And he's a good enough athlete at the professional level. He could have found a way to keep Taysom Hill on this team.
Yeah, the only problem was in Mike McCarthy's system, where were you going to use him? He wasn't going to use him on the goal line or run a wildcat situation with him as a runner. So maybe
backup quarterback?
I would like him, I guess, over to Sean Kizer.
I mean, if you're going to go with young quarterbacks, their MO, Horvat, is to go with young, inexperienced quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But Hill is one of those guys who I feel he's smart, he's athletic, he could go in there and would be able to hold it. We've seen him go in there, and they've run wildcat for him, and he's held his own. So I think, Kate, you know, and plus he's a terrific special teams guy.
As I say, returns kicks by Trevor Davis. You get a backup quarterback and a kick returner all in one roster position, then you could keep another.
Tell me, that guy couldn't maintain the 53rd spot in your roster?
No, I absolutely think he can. I just think he's a great fit in Sean Payton's system. I think, I don't know, maybe Matt LaFleur would find somewhere to use him as well.
Why did the genius Mike McCarthy find a way to keep Taysom Hill on his team? You know, I mean, he talked about, hey, you're a good football player, you're going to make this football team. Well, Taysom Hill's a good football player. What the hell?
Yeah, it didn't really make any sense, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what they saw in DeShone Kizer, to be honest.
Well, that might be Goody's first bad move.
Unless they were really like, we just really want Demaryius Randle out of this locker room. We can get absolutely nothing for him, so let's just try to upgrade our backup quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean, Kizer's, you know, good one day, bad the next. Good day, good. I mean, that's a young quarterback. I mean, that's just the nature. We saw that with Hundley. You know, there's some times that he could be really good, and sometimes it's like, man, next, you know, we'll get him out of there. But that's, you know, that's the expected with a maturing quarterback. I'm not saying DeShone Kizer is going to be an awful NFL quarterback. He just needs to get out there and play on a bad football team and get his experience in.
I really, really wish, I hate to say this too, I mean, because you're not bringing him in for $50 million, because for some reason the Eagles paid him a bunch of money. Well, everybody paid him a lot of money. I wish that the Packers would just make one phone call and at least bring Sam Bradford in for a workout. He can't stay healthy. He tears his ACL or he tears his rotator cuff. He's always injured. But I would just feel way more comfortable if you had to go out for 1 week or two weeks and stay in a playoff race and Sam Bradford was behind center than DeShone Kizer, Tim Boyle, or Manny Wilkins.
See, and I agree with you, but Harvey, the Packer fan out there will say, oh, Sam Bradford.
Oh, he's always hurt. He sucks.
He stinks. Well,
yeah, he's your backup quarterback.
What do you think of the backup quarterback situation right now?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? You know, Tim Boyle, again, might turn out to be a decent quarterback.
Maybe.
If he plays for a bad football team and gets his reps in, because he's got a lot to learn. But put Tim Boyle with the live bullets flying and see how good he is in a regular season game.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Tim Boyle never starts a game in the NFL.
Yeah, well, I mean, that could be very possible.
414-799-1250. How long are you giving the Packers to turn this thing around? Let's go out to West Bend, talk with Sam. Sam, what's up, pal?
Good morning, guys. You know, I think we got to give him a little time, and I don't, you know, it's a little time, 3 years, 4 years, but I, you know, I'm just over optimistic with this team, but I really think you're going to see a decent jump this year. I really do. I believe they went out and addressed needs right away. You know, so many times in the past, oh, get the best athlete, or you know, we'll turn this guy into that guy, even though he was, you know, a left guard. We're going to make him, you know, a wide receiver.
Right.
That kind of garbage.
Yeah.
This year, we need the pass rushers. We're going to get pass. We're not getting one. We're getting two, and then we're going to draft a third. You know, we need offensive linemen. Well, we're getting about 25 of them. We're going to put them in there, and you know, out of 25, if two work out or three work out, we're going to fill these holes. And I wouldn't be surprised, guys, this year if you see them take a nice jump and get into the playoffs and make some noise. You know, with Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't need a lot. You know, I know you said that a little bit earlier, but, you know, he does not need a lot. He needs a little bit of help. But, you know, if people could stay healthy this year, hey, 2010 was the same thing. We barely got in.
Yeah.
And who knew that cast of characters on that team?
Thanks for the phone call, Sam. I'm with you, man. You just got to get into the dance. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that nobody was expecting anything. And nobody really knew what Aaron Rodgers was. We knew he was a serviceable starter because you made the postseason the year before and got beat by the Cardinals in the wild card round. But we didn't know Aaron Rodgers was going to be this good. That defense was the difference is that was a top 10 defense. I don't know if this defense is a top 10 defense. I want to believe so, but then we watch these preseason games and I'm jumping to conclusions and I'm overreacting because I'm seeing the same problems. Great schemes, but guys not able to wrap up and make tackles.
Yeah, I mean, but Mike Pettine, as far as schemes and just like on offense, the Packers aren't showing what they're going to show in the regular season.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. Well, it's pretty vanilla.
I'm with you. I try not to overreact to preseason. It's just the tackling has just been so bad. I mean, the defense has just been so bad historically for the last better half of the decade that it's just tough to trust anything right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the third game of the preseason is always the most critical. And then, you know, the fourth game next week is irrelevant. But the third game, you know, I think that's going to go a long way into see who's going to make this roster. I think we'll see, because we'll see a lot of prime timers. I mean, guys who, if there's going to be any surprise cuts, that'll be made or broken in this third preseason game.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. 414-799-1250, how long are you giving the Packers? Dan tweets in, he says, bring in Kaepernick for a workout. I'm completely fine with that. I would take Colin Kaepernick as my backup quarterback in a heartbeat over DeShone Kizer, over Manny Wilkins, and over whoever the other guy is, Tim Boyle. John Foley tweets in. He says they're going to give the current regime until Rodgers retires 3 to 4 seasons, and then if it isn't working, they cut everyone. You agree with that, Chuck?
Oh, cut everyone? Nah. He's going to have at least 4 seasons. This season, next season, and the season after. We got to give him some time, man. We just got to, you know, I think with Ted Thompson, though, when he went 4-12 his first year and then 8-8, I mean, Packer fans were on him right from the start. You know, he wasn't spending money. He drafted Aaron Rodgers, which Packer fans didn't like. And with Ted, man, they put the heat on him right away. They're not doing as much so with Gutekunst, which is good.
414-799-1250. We go out to West Bend. Ken, how long are you giving them?
They have this season.
You gotta make it work. Yeah, that's giving time. That's nonsense. Especially in the league today. Why? Because you can pick up players left and right for the most part. And the Packers have done a great job so far in the offseason, in my opinion, cleaning house with getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. And you have Aaron Rodgers that you just paid $130+ million to. I think this offense is going to be really good this year. I mean, they with their receiving core, the running backs, the tight ends, I think it's going to be outstanding. If the defense can be even remotely decent, you know, which would be an upgrade from anything we've had over the past few years, this team's going to really, I think they're going to surprise a lot of teams, but I think you got to win now. Just one of them deals. Chuck, as much as I want to say, yeah, let's give them 3 or 4 years. Well, the reality is we're in a fast food league, and when you have the ability to pick up players to help you like the Packers did, then you got to just hope that you stay healthy. But I think win now is the key.
Thanks for the phone call. I totally agree. It's the new era of the NFL. Look at rookie quarterbacks is a great example of that. It used to be you'd have 3 to 4 years to kind of prove yourself. Now you get 1 year. Like, look at Josh Rosen. You cut ties with him after 1 year, and you draft Kyler Murray if you're the Arizona Cardinals the next season.
They saw a guy they liked better, didn't they? With Kyler Murray, they couldn't pass that up. They saw a guy they liked better than Josh Rosen.
Well, what if LaFleur goes 5-11 and Bill Belichick finally just says, screw Robert Kraft, I'm out of New England and he's available. Wouldn't you go with the guy that's better?
No, I think Bill, when Bill leaves New England, I think he's done. He's probably done coaching.
We'll get back to some Packers talk. 414-799-1250. Still about 60 minutes to jump on. How long do you give this regime to turn things around? But next, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports Major League Baseball Insider, does some work for USA Today. He's going to join us. We're going to talk some Brewer baseball. Also, the state of baseball here in 2019. Is it unwatchable? We'll find out next. It's Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM. Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.